Don't worry, Quarrel. Everything's going to be fine.
You say so, Captain. Bottom part of where my belly used to be tells me different.
The Saturday Night Extravaganza starts now. Vance is in the driver's seat, ready to take you on a musical journey like no other. Let's make some memories together with Vance Randall on air.
Oh me, oh my, oh you, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar, I'd give a lot of dough. If only I could know, the answer to my question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one to send their honored sons up to the White House. Yeah, the nation's only White House to voice their discontent unto the president, upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Boom, boom!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on the bedpost overnight.
A dollar is a dollar and a dime is a dime.
He's singing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
On the bedpost overnight.
The great Lonnie Dunnigan from 1961. I used to sing that to my granddaughter as a lullaby. Yeah, she's as messed up as I am. Hello again from the Nostalgie New York studios high atop the Baxter Building here in New York City. I'm Vance Randall, but don't let that stop you from listening. I've got another hour of great memories from the 60s to the 90s, and I am so glad you could join me tonight. Well, the weather here in the States is starting to turn cold. I think what we need is a heat wave.
Burning get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry. strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever.
By many to be the greatest single released in the 1960s, maybe even beyond that. Strawberry Fields Forever, with Penny Lane on the flip side, The Beatles from 1967. I'm Vance Randall. If you would like to contact me with special requests, dedications, offers to buy the Brooklyn Bridge from me, my email is vance@nostalgieny.com. vance@nostalgieny.com. Or use the link in my profile on the Nostalgie New York website or app. Here's a late 60s hit from the Mamas and the Papas' own Mama Cass Elliott.
At Nostalgie New York, the music connects us. And now, it can help others, too. We're proud to share a special opportunity from our very own Vance Randall Show. He's launched a collection of custom mugs and totes, with every dollar of profit going straight to the American Red Cross to support disaster relief. It's more than just a mug. It's a message of hope. Visit NostalgieNY.com today, click the banner, and join us in making a difference, one sip at a time. Nostalgie New York. Great memories, good music a greater cause.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. All my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. And dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, country roads.
Until the 12th of ever, and that's a long, long time. Until the 12th of never, and that's a
voice was just about to change when he had this hit in 1973, Donny Osmond. I'm Vance Randall. Well, January 10th is National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. World Hindi Day. National Oysters Rockefeller Day. Children's Day in Thailand. Well, I guess it's over now with the time difference and all. National Skate for Alzheimer's Day in Canada. And, I'm not kidding, Champagne and French Fries Day. Apparently champagne pairs well with salty and fried foods, so French fries are ideal. Wonder if it goes with chitlins.
Swear to God, suburbia. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow at Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in the rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said, hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. We had a little time, we were real hungry. We went to Dairy Queen for something to eat. She had some onion rings, she had a pickle. She forgot to tell me that she didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor. Going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in. Side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by new lemon-flavored Acid Rain, the deadly pollutant with that fresh lemony smell. So the next time someone tells you to name your poison, you have a choice, lemon-flavored or regular unscented.
Double Vision. Yeah, that's why I have to wear these stupid bifocals. Foreigner from 1979. I'm Vance Randall. Good weekend for sports, if you're into sports. Football, basketball, hockey, cricket, they're all overlapping right now. Next month, the Winter Olympics begin. Speaking of the Winter Olympics, in the You Can't Make Up This Stuff department, according to a report in the UK newspaper The Sun, there's a possible scandal involving ski jumpers. Now, please bear with me, I'm really trying to be careful here. Like an airplane wing, increasing the surface area would increase the amount of lift, right? Now, the surface of ski jumping suits is already very tightly regulated. But according to this report, there are some unnamed jumpers injecting a chemical into their, manhood to make it bigger and longer. That would increase the size of their total package, which would make the outside surface bigger. That would increase the lift, and they'd be able to jump farther. The federation that governs skiing says they are aware of the reports, and they are working on a solution. Oh. I can think of 100 punchlines right now, and I'll get fired if I say any of them.
Could I see you in my office after the show?
Now you're on this. I hope we're going to have some gratuitous sex and violence.
I certainly hope so too.
Nostalgia.
Nice song from 1985. That is DeBarge. I'm Vance Randall. It is time to honor January 10th babies. My sympathies if the candles on your cake were visible from outer space today. You are sharing your special day with these folks. American singer and songwriter Renee Rapp, Singapore Olympic swimmer Tao Li, Argentine singer Karen Souza, Canadian film director Brandon Cronenberg, New Zealand comedian Jemaine Clement, Moroccan singer Samira Said, IndyCar driver and team owner Bobby Rahal, former NASCAR driver Harry Gant, and Margaret of Austria, regent of the Netherlands, born on this day in 1480.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear wonderful person that's having a birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Okay, I sang the stupid song. Where's my cake?
Classic rock hits here at Nostalgie.
I don't want
1991 Wilson Phillips will bring us to the end of another show. I threaten to return next week, same bat time, same bat channel, with some more great memories from the 60s to the 90s. And hey, give someone you care about a hug. It might be the only good thing that happens to them today. I'm Vance Randall. Have a day.